animal. Rashi says the ochi mash mishtei process of malagera nimsos of hematoichlu. Puleka for the bori elo miyativ. So if you say it has to have simone tyro kolot b'meya polisasor. Again, let's say you have the poro and it's given birth and the baby inside, the uber inside, does not have its hooves split. That we said before, it's also muta b'achila. Question is why? You say no, it has to have its own simone tyro. They don't have its own simone tyro. And the Gemara, Hotona de Rabbi Shmuel, Kerbishim ben Yechoi. That Tona de Rabbi Shmuel holds like Kerbishim ben Yechoi. That was what the Darshins pro parso be behema, toichlu. Rashi says, Kro ksiv parso, ksiv prosois. Se eze shetimtsa, anyone you find, oi parso be behema, oi prosois. It has to be even one hoof, two hooves don't make a difference. But a corpse, even as long as it looks like an animal, it's mutav, it's in the mother's stomach. Avu yoyna, Rashi says, but this pigeon, the yoyna, ain't a le pros and le pras, has nothing, it doesn't have one hoof, it doesn't have hooves at all. Therefore, that's not mutav b'meya imar. Rav Simi Barashi Yomar, le yoylam kadamet mikara, like we said before, Rashi says, the uber ikra behema, from the word behema behema, would be mar, but the uber also becomes mutar b'shchidas ayin. Then maybe an uber is called a behema. Aye, on that, you had a question before, the kokashlof, you had a question of that. Ein mamirin. If so, it's called a behema, why can't you make tmur on it? How come not ein mamirin? So my answer, I'll tell you that. So mani b'shchidas goes according to b'shim, goes according to b'shimini, mani b'shimini. To makish tmura l'maisa. That's why we say there's no din tmur on an uber on the fidus, goes according to b'shim, that is makish tmura. To Maisa Behema. Ma Maisa, just like the in the loch of Maisa Behema, when you have 10 new behemas born, Taka the Shevet, the one tenth, is Maisa, Ene, Noye, Beavorm, Rubrim. There's no din Maisa Behema, Negev to pieces, or Negev to the fetus. It's only a born animal, Taka the Shevet. May laugh Tumura, the same thing, the parish of Tumura, and in the Hegas, Beavorm, Rubrim. You can't make Tumura on a piece, on one Ava, one limb, or on the fetus. It has to be Shleimim. An animal that's born already. So kids are not because it's not called a behemoth, could be. It is called a behemoth, but tamura is hookish, lemaisa behemoth. So what then tamura has to daf could be a live animal and not a nuva. The other one says, in not tamer, how do we know this yisoid that the ha'ema mirin goes according to Rabbi Shimon? That din would say you can't make tamura is Rabbi Shimon Chita, that he holds you make this limud that tamura is daima to maisa behemoth. The Tanan goes on like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says like this. For loy be mikdashim by the pasha of mikdashim, hoyme raglishuzu oila kulu oila. Somebody has an animal and he says he just wants the leg of this animal to be a korban oila. Automatically, it's nispasha the kedusha over the whole animal. No animal becomes a korban oila. So meila af kishiyoyme raglishuzu tachazu. The same thing, if you go to an animal and just say you want this foot to have kedusha of a korban oiler on it, you take the behemoth chul next to the behemoth's kotshim and say this leg should be like that, it's also called tamura. Now, that's what Rav Yossi is saying. Now, leman kum hadle, who's Rav Yossi talking back to? Elam, if you want to tell me the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, come out to Rabbi Yehuda, miyist luhai svar, do they hold this svar altogether? For a time, you learn like this. Yoch, I would have thought to say, somebody says, just the leg of this animal should become a korban oila. I would have thought to say, takis nespashit, that teikul oila, the whole animal becomes a korban oila. Talmud Lomim, this the pasuk says, no. Kol asha yitim emenu l'ashem, yiyah kodesh. Anything you give to Hashem, any animal want to be makdish. So idashim emenu kodesh. V'lo kula kodesh. That from it is kodesh, and not those things. If you only want to give part of it, only that one part is Kaddish, not the whole thing. So you did not say that Pasha done the whole thing. If so, Yochla would have thought to say, Teitzel Chulin, maybe it's not Chal at all, even on the one regal, maybe it goes out the Chulin. Talmud, the Apostle says, no, ye'll be Yavyosin today. It remains Taka Kaddish. The one regal, the one leg that you amount this remains Kaddish. Okay, so how does it come out? Timoch Latzorchi Erlis, sell this animal to a person that needs a carbon oila. And with the mea chulin, chutz midme eva shabo, different Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That lemaisa was only chalak tush, only on the eva, just on the regal. So when you sell the animal to that person, the rest of the money, the value of it goes out the chulin. It's only the value of this one regal that has kedusha on it. So the kids, you see, according to our Mei and Rabbi Yehuda, they do not hold from this svara. They say raglish or zoo, the whole animal does not become kodesh, only that one regal. It's only Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and they both say that minayin, how do I know to say that li'oyim raglish or zoo? Somebody says the regal of this oil of this animal should become a korban oilah. How do I know to say that? Hey, cool oilah, that's the lochataka. That's the spashit. The kedusha also becomes an oilah. Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says, "Yiyev merabbe says kula, yiyev come to mind everything." Rest of the man, who do we go like? Either of May, because according to a May Yeshita, either of May, Rabbi Yehuda, Meisle Hai Sword, they don't hold this for altogether. They don't hold that Ragla Shazum, those things become Kurdish. Elav Lu Rabbi Shimon, isn't the Beyonce talking about Rabbi Shimon? So Chu Yisro, Yisro, Chu Yisri, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds this Svara, that Ragla Shazum Taket is Kurdish. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Again, so we see Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds this svara that Miksaf could also become Kaddish, and also Rashi says we also hear that he makes this Hekish of Tumura Lamaisa Behema. So that's the right, Rabbi Shimon is the one that makes this Hekish, learn out Tumura from Maisa Behema, just like Maisa Behema, is learned on the Shalom when it's afterwards born, who are doing Tumura also. So Mura says, no, maybe it's no proof. So Mura says, again, Ela Lav Rabbi Shimon, Maslai, Rabbi Yosi, time of the Nafshe come, according to Rabbi Yosi, he was saying the time according to himself, not that he's talking back to Rabbi Shimon, or could be he's only saying his own time, maybe. Rashi says, Mihol, let him hear you have no proof of Tanakam Rabbi Shimon. Really, I could tell you, it's Rabbi Meiri, or else Rabbi Yehudi, and we don't know that they make any hekish of Maisa Behemah to tomorrow. But rather, Rabbi Yosi is only talking about himself, he's speaking it out, that just like over there, it's Chal, he also should be chal. So, kids, you don't have any proof, but if either that is the pshat, that's according to Rabbi Shimon that he holds that you make this hekish of tumura from Maisa Behema. That's how we know that he can't be mine, he can't make tumura on an uber. Ben Echnami, uber itself maybe is called a behema, therefore it's mutter v'shchita asein. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Hamavakeres, hamakashuleled. Let's say the mother now is having a hard time giving birth to its first animal, its petarechem, which aloch of a petarechem is the first one, has kedushas pechor, has an animal that's called a kedushas pechor on it. So amavakeres hamakasha leilet. Now mechates eiver, or mashnach l'klevim. If, let's say, when the first yad comes out, you cut it off before it had a leida, so it has no kedushas pechor on it. Therefore, that eiver, you let it throw away and give it to the klevim to eat. What's going to be Yotarubay? Let's say once the rave of the animal comes out, now it has a Kedushas Bechor on it. So now the Rachel is a rave that you cover. Now you have to burn what came out. Because the Yitzhias Ruh rave is Chal Kedushalov, and now you cover Hashem Yivolet. And therefore, is Venifteres Minabchorah. Whatever comes out after this does not have Kedushas Bechor anymore. This is called the Petarechem. The Din Bechor is Chal upon this one, not what comes after it. That's called Venifteres Minabchorah. Because of this lady, even though you cut it up into pieces, still it's called the Petarechem. And what comes out afterwards has no Kedushas Bechor. Let me mention like this. It will learn like this. What's going to be Yotzah Shlish? Let's say one third of the Bechor came out already. Omach, when the owner sold it, let it come to a guy. The chos of the Yotzah Shlishach, and then another third come out. The question is, if the guy owns a part of it, there's no Kedushas Bechor Chal. Says the Kedushas is the Mechir Chal to say there's no Kedushas Bechor, and maybe no. That's a Machlokes. Rav Huna Ramah Kodesh. Rav Huna says, no, the Kedushas Bechor is Chal, and the Mechir is Botol. Rav Ramah Eina Kodesh, no, the Kedushas is not Chal, the Mechir is Chal. What's a Machlokes? Rav Huna Ramah Kodesh, that the Kedushas Bechor is Chal. Kesava Kasiyot, once Rav comes out, the Mafreya Kodesh, it fitted like it was Chal, the Kedushas Bechor, right away, every little piece that came out. The Chivin and Ophid Merubay, once Raven of the animal, the Bechor, came out, Igloimus, now it reveals to us that Lamafreya did Mikor have a Kodesh, that it was Kodesh right away, every little piece of this animal had Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, my dissolving, Lekulim Zelvin, not that he sold it to a guy, means nothing. you're not allowed to sell a bechor to a guy, you can't take off the kedusha. It was already chal kedusha's bechor on it. Rabbi holds no. Ain't a kodesh. No, it's not chal kedusha on it. Why? Kesever, he holds mikan labo kodesh. A kedusha's bechor was only chal after whether the animal comes out. That's when it's chal kedusha. Therefore, my dissolving, since you sold it before Rav came out, shop is open. What you sold was a good sale. The mice, and now when Rav came out, since part of it already belongs to a guy, there's no Kedushas Mechor Chal on it. The Mor says, the old Lutama, they both go according to their own reasoning. People learn like this. What's going to be Yotza Shlish Derech Daifin? Let's say one third of the animal comes out through the side. Or Shnei Shlish, then two thirds comes out Derech Rechem, a regular birth. So the Shal is this called the Tepe Rechem to pop the Bechor or not? Ravun Ram Reine Kodesh, it has no Kedusha on it. Rabbi Ram Kodesh, yes, it has Kedusha. Ravun Ram Reine Kodesh, this Bechor has no Kedusha Bechor on it. Ravun Latayme, the Yom HaMafreya Kodesh, that's the Bechal HaMafreya. And therefore, Ruba Kama, Leite Berechem, when right of this animal is out, since the first third completely came out through the Dauphin, and now when the half of the next third came out, that's right of the animal, that's when it's later should be chal. It's not called the later derech rechem. Therefore, it has no kedushas mechor bichal on it. Rav Rama kodesh, yes, it's chal the kedusha. Rav the time of the yomah mikan labo kodesh. Only when rov comes out, that's when the kedusha is chal. It's so ruba derech rechem nosach lemaisa. Rov with this animal came out through the rechem. Therefore, it's chal the kedushas mechor on it. And the most of the tzrich we need both mechoykesim. Tiyash mina baab all come rafuna. We should lekul. We only go lekul. The say of dusha not chal. Our back lekul maybe more than the rabbit. Lekul maybe you won't say it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue all the others. Let's come on again on the next tape. We'll stop here. You really hold on daf ayin. We'll just start over again, less Mishnah, and our Samech Tesam Aveis. Again, as the Mishnah says, I'm a Vakera Samechash Alelid, when a Behem is given birth to its Bechor, so Machat Techev Erevru Mashlech Leklovim. If you want to, when the Uber starts to come out, the first part of it that comes out, you can cut it off, and it has no Kedushas Bechor yet, and therefore you let it throw it to the Klovim. Mashenkin Yotzer Rubai, once Roiv of the Vlad, once Roiv of the Uber comes out, then Harezi Yikarva then has already Kedushas Bechor on it, and now you can't stop give it to your Kelovim, but you have to bury it. And V'nifteres Min Abchor, no matter what you do, even if you cut it off piece by piece, that piece when it was cut off did not have a Kedusha, but now that Rov came out, it's called the Pet Erechem, and therefore the next animal that comes out does not have Kedushas Bechor on it. Now the Gemara says, it will learn like this. What's going to be Yotze Shlish if one third of the Uba, one third of the Bechor came out? And right away the owner sold that third to a guy. And then because of Yotzeh Shachar, then another third, like then Reiv of the animal came out. So what's the locha? Now the shadlu is, when exactly is the Kedushas Bechor chal upon this vlad? If it was already chal the Kedushas Bechor, so about then the owner cannot sell it to a guy, it belongs to a kayin. But if the Kedusha was not chal yet, then he has the right to sell it to a guy. And if the mechir to the guy is chal, so that's called the yad akum b'yemsa. The Gemara in Bechorah says that then you put them in abchor. That's the machlokes. Rabu nivah ma kodesh the kedusha is chal and melel the mechir is botel. Rabu ramano ain't a kodesh the kedusha is not chal and therefore the mechir is chal. It's like this. Rabu nivah ma kodesh the kedusha is chal. Why kesar v'yolz the mafreya kodesh? That means v'chivin the nofak leruba. Once rove of the uba, once rove of the behem of the bechor comes out. Is the Gloy Muslim Afreya comes out, we see this Lama Freya at the beginning, to Mikorah Heavy Kodesh, and every piece that came out had a Kedusha on it. So therefore, when you sold it, it's like you sold the Bechor to a guy, and you have no right to sell the Bechor to a guy. Therefore, it's Kodesh, and the Mechir is not Chal. No, my deserve, not that you sold Loy Klum Zov, and you didn't sell anything. That's Rafunis Svara. But Rabbi holds no. Ain't a Kodesh. Kedusha is not Chal upon this Bechor. Why? Because Kesava, because Rabba holds Mikano Lobo Kodesh, that no, after Reiv of the animal of the Uber comes out, that's when it's first Chal the Kedushas Bechor on it. It was over here, since he sold the first third, so Mad is Zoven, that he sold, Shap is Zoven, it was very good that he sold it, because at that time there's no Kedushas Bechor yet on it. So once he sold it to a guy, now a guy owns one third of this Uber, And therefore now when Reuf comes out, when the Kedusha is supposed to be Chal, it's not Chal, because it's called Yad Akum B'Yemsa, since the guy owns part of this Uber, therefore there's no Kedusha's Bechor Chal on it. That's the machlokes between Rab and Rav Huna, when exactly is the Kedusha's Bechor Chal. They both agree it's only after Reuf of the animal comes out, but the Shalu is it Chal L'Mafreya, or is it only Mikana Labo? And the Mora says, V'yozlo Tamar, they both go according to their own reasoning. The Yitman will learn like this, what's going to be Yotze Shlish Derech Doifen? That the first third of the Uber came out through the side, Rashi says it means through Sam, through medicine, or they cut there, and then Shlish Shlish Derech Rechem. The second third came out through the Rechem, through the womb. And we know the Gdushas Bechor is Tolian, it has to come out through the Rechem. So Rav Huna says, Ein HaKadosh, Gdushas is not Chal. It's not called, it has no Gdushas Bechor. Since the first third came out through the rech, through the doifen, not through the rechem. Rabbi Rama no Kodesh. Rabbi says, yes, it is Chal Kedushas Bechor on this Uber. Why? Rav Huna says the Kedush is not Chal on this animal, this Bechor. Rav Huna letam. Rav Huna goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that he owes the Mafreya Kodesh, that's Chal Mafreya, as if to say, Veruba Kamo Leisi Berechem. According to Rav Huna, it's all totally upon the first roiv when it came out of the animal. That's when the Kedusha has to be Chal. See, since the beginning of the first third, it was done through the doifen, not through the rechem. So when it finished off, that half of the animal came out, when roiv of the animal came out, roiv was not through the derech rechem. Therefore, at the time when the Kedusha is supposed to be Chal, it's not Chal. And therefore, it's not Chal the Kedusha. Rabbi says, though, Kodesh, yes, Kedusha's Bechor is Chal upon the Suber. Why? Again, Rabbi goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that he says, Mikana Labo Kodesh, that the Kedusha is not Chal at the beginning, but it's only Chal after Reuv comes out. And so, Veruba Derech Rechem Nofak. It doesn't make enough meaning, it's the first Reuv or the second Reuv. Like over here, it was only the first third of the Uba that came out through the Daifen, through the side. But the next two thirds came out through the Rechem. The Maisa Roiv of the animal did come out through the Rechem. So since according to Rabbah, it does not have to be Chal at the beginning, it could even be Chal later, it's Chal Mikana Labo. When Roiv of the Uba comes out through the Rechem, that gives it Kedushas Bechor. So here the Maisa Roiv of the Uba came out through the Rechem, therefore it has a Kedushas Bechor on this Uba, on the blood. The Gemara says, Utsrichi, we need this Machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Huna, both cases. The Yashmin above would have just heard the first Machlokes, where you sold the animal to a guy after a third came out. It could be maybe behokom a Rav Huna. Only over there does Rav Huna say the Kedusha is Chal l'mafreya, mishum l'kula. Whereas he doesn't want to go l'kula, he doesn't want to say that the mechira to the Yakim is Chal, so therefore, like to say the mechira was Chal, be a mekel, therefore he doesn't want to go l'kula, he doesn't want to be lenient, but rather Rav Huna will be machmer to say the Kedusha is Chal l'mafreya and the mechira is not Chal. Abu b'hach, when the second machlek is over here, If Rav Huna really holds that svara, it has to be Chal l'mafreya to l'chumra. Like maybe over here to say that svara, you're going to pata the Bechor. You're going to say it has no Kedushas Bechor. So maybe over here we'll go l'chumra to say like Rabbah, to say maybe the Kedushas Chal first later. As maybe l'chumra you would say the Kedushas Chal later. Is therefore any model of Rabbah? Maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rabbah. So if I need the machlokes both cases to tell me no, that Rav Huna really holds Lakuda and Lachumra, that the Kedusha is Chal l'mafreya, that when as soon as the first roiv comes out, we consider that the Kedusha has to be Chal l'mafreya from the first coming out. And therefore, if it came out through the Rechem, even though you sold it to a guy, nothing doing, the Kedusha is already Chal. But here, when the first third came out through the Doifin, not through the Rechem, it was not Kodesh, Kedusha's Bechorim, and therefore, it would not be Kodesh. So if I need the Machlokes both cases, and again, the Gemara Daf Ayin Amar Aleph says, "V'itma b'ho." We would have just heard.